an American citizen detained in Saudi Arabia without being charged for almost 2 years, has been returned to the United States, and he is facing charges here. Ahmed Abu Ali appeared in a federal court today. Among the charges against him, that he conspired to murder President Bush. Abu Ali's surprise repatriation came as the U.S. government fought a lawsuit by his family. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia, was packed with family and friends of Ahmed Abu Ali. Many more supporters filled the hallway, hoping for a glimpse of the 23-year-old former high school valedictorian, born and reared in Virginia, whom the government says is a suspected terrorist. A 6-count indictment charges Abu Ali with providing support to al-Qaeda and with two co-conspirators discussing ways to assassinate President Bush. During his appearance, Abu Ali told the judge that he had been tortured in the Saudi prison. Ed McMahon, one of Abu Ali's lawyers, says he believes the claim.
With my own eyes, and could see that he had in fact been tortured in Saudi Arabia. He had been whipped and other forms of torture, things that the scars are evident.
Abu Ali's family says his appearance in court is in itself a victory. For nearly 2 years, they fought to get information about him since he was arrested while studying at an Islamic university in Saudi Arabia. The family contends that Abu Ali's detention was ordered by the Bush administration, but they could never get the administration to confirm that. Doug Kmek, a professor of law at Pepperdine University, says that's not surprising.
I would think that the United States and Saudi Arabia would both be guarded about the basis for their detention for the usual reasons that in the questioning of terrorists you want to say as little as possible.
Kmek says that changed when Abu Ali's family filed a lawsuit saying that he should be allowed to challenge his detention in American courts. The government asked that the case be dismissed because all the evidence against Abu Ali must be kept secret. The judge gave both sides until last Friday to file a brief explaining why he should or should not buy that argument. Administration lawyers did not file a brief. Instead, Abu Ali was produced in court today. Defense lawyer McMahon says the government announced his client's return late Monday evening.
For the last 6 months in federal court in Washington, the government has been saying in various forms that it had absolutely no control over what was going on with this American citizen being held in Saudi Arabia. And then it turns out that they're able to whisk him overseas on a plane and bring him home.
Law professor Kmek says the administration did a careful calculation and made a logical decision to bring Abu Ali home.
The United States was given a choice. They could either explain themselves in terms of their relationship with Saudi Arabia, whatever that may have been, or they could, in essence, fish or cut bait. They could decide that they wanted to go ahead and address the merits of the complaint against Abu Ali and what they have now charged him with.
Abu Ali faces about 80 years in prison if found guilty on all charges. His lawyers say he plans to plead not guilty. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.